the definition of a victim. We don't have a definition laid down in provisions in the Criminal Procedure Act, and the answer that we provided in our reply to the list of issues, that is limited to the definition within the Criminal Procedure Act. So you would have to sort of do an interpretation of each act that could provide people with individual rights. And in our view, the understanding of the word victim within the meaning of Article 24 of the Convention must be seen in conjunction with the rights to which they are entitled. So the important thing is that in domestic law, they are entitled to the various rights that are laid down in the Convention, regardless of the definition provided in the domestic legislation. Given that the assessment of whether a person should be considered as, we don't speak of them as a victim, but aggrieved party, is very much discretionary. As we mentioned in the opening statement, domestic public authorities have to use that discretionary power in line with its international obligations. So that is quite important to note. And I would also like to briefly add that in addition to the aggrieved party, injured parties may also have a civil claim in the criminal proceedings. And if that is the case, they also have quite a lot of procedural rights, pretty similar to the aggrieved party. I would have to come back to you with details with respect to the specific procedural rights. And lastly, I would just like to mention that I will return to the issue of access to case files in a minute when I tackle the question about the right to truth. But that right is not limited to the aggrieved party or the injured party. So others with a legal interest may also have access to that information. And as I just mentioned, the right to appeal or bring those cases before courts. Thank you. That was very briefly on that issue. And should I just jump straight ahead into the right to truth? 5 minutes late. Thank you. Very stressful. Try my best. It is indeed, as you mentioned in your question, there is no independent and self-standing right to truth under Norwegian law, not in the Constitution or the human rights obligations that are incorporated in the Human Rights Act. But we do have extensive rights to familiarize oneself with state-held information. And that is governed by various sets of legal rules. You do have that right under Article 10 of the European Convention on Human Rights, but you also have that right specifically laid down in Article 100 of the Constitution. Article 100 of the Constitution also lays down a requirement that public authorities shall establish conditions that facilitate for discourse that is both open and enlightened. So I think that sort of covers the general society's interest in sort of receiving information on past abuses, for instance. I think we actually went through a lot of the different legal rules that provide access to state-held information in terms of access to case files. So I will not use the limited time, the time left, to go through those rules in detail, but we can come back to you with more details in writing.
Thank you. And I apologize for rushing you for time, but I think we have interesting issues related to adoption and to unaccompanied minors still to cover. First question on